Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. India AI Impact Summit concludes with adoption of New Delhi Declaration endorsed by 88 countries and international organizations. Calls for strengthening global cooperation and equitable sharing of AI benefits. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to boost cooperation in several sectors, including critical minerals, digital technology, and health. Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon kill 8 members of the Hezbollah group. NASA expects to launch crewed lunar mission on the 6th of next month. In women's cricket, India beat Australia by 17 runs in the third T20I at Adelaide Oval Stadium in Australia, clinched the series 2-1. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total of 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. The multi-day event, which concluded yesterday, witnessed widespread participation from across the globe. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, the declaration called for strengthening global cooperation and stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. Our correspondent has filed this report.
These countries have taken note of the Charter for the Democratic Diffusion of AI as a voluntary and non-binding framework to promote access to foundational AI resources while respecting national laws. They also took note of the development of a voluntary and collaborative platform to facilitate exchange of learning, knowledge, and scalable practices to advance AI adoption for social empowerment. The countries have recognized that the voluntary guiding principles on resilient, innovative and efficient artificial intelligence would guide them towards development of resilient and efficient AI systems. The summit is expected to catalyze long-term international partnerships and position AI as a key driver for economic growth. With Ankit Kumar, this is Anand Kumar for World News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, curtains came down on the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital this evening. The India AI Impact Summit and the Expo brought together delegates, innovators, industry leaders and policy makers from more than 100 countries, including global technology leaders and startup representatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone of a semiconductor manufacturing unit at the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Jewar in Gautam Buddh Nagar of Uttar Pradesh this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the establishment of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project India Chip Private Limited in Uttar Pradesh is a step towards technological self-reliance and will boost India's presence in the global chip ecosystem.
उत्तर प्रदेश भारत के सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम का बड़ा सेंटर बनने जा रहा है एचसीएल और फॉक्सकॉन की ये नई फैक्ट्री टेक्नोलॉजी पावर हाउस के रूप में यूपी की नई पहचान को और सशक्त करेगी इस सेमीकंडक्टर फैक्ट्री की वजह से देश के युवाओं को बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा
The Prime Minister said this decade is India's tech decade and the work done by India in the field of technology in this decade will be the base of country's strength in the 21st century. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital technology, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship, and mass communication, among others. The pacts were finalized following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders committed to raise bilateral trade over $20 billion in the next 5 years. They also conveyed their strong commitment to strengthen the global fight against terrorism. In a joint press statement following their talks, Prime Minister Modi said, agreement on critical minerals and rare earths is a major step towards building resilient supply chains.
Critical minerals aur rare earths mein jo samjhota hua hai, wo resilient supply chains ke nirman mein ek bahut bada kadam hai. डिफेंस के क्षेत्र में भी हमारा सहयोग निरंतर बढ़ रहा है. ये एक दूसरे के प्रति भरोसे और रणनीतिक तालमेल का बेहतरीन उदाहरण है. हम इस विन विन पार्टनरशिप को आगे भी और मजबूत करते रहेंगे.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी asserted that when India and Brazil work together, the voice of the global south becomes stronger and more confident. Meanwhile, the India-Brazil joint statement following the state visit of the President of Brazil said that both leaders recognized the central role of existing multilateral initiatives on AI. The statement said the two leaders today reaffirmed their resolve to further strengthen the bilateral strategic partnership, which is based on complementarities, shared democratic values, and commitment to foster economic growth with social inclusion. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India is ready to deepen its engagement with Rwanda in emerging technologies, innovation ecosystems and next-generation sectors including AI, biotechnology and nuclear energy. The minister said this while holding a bilateral meeting with Minister of ICT and Innovation of Rwanda, Paula Ingabire, in New Delhi. He added that India's engagement with African nations in science and technology has steadily expanded under the India-Africa Forum Summit framework. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon have reportedly killed 8 members of the Hezbollah group, including several local officials. The Lebanese health ministry put the death toll at 10. The Hezbollah officials told a news agency that 8 militants were killed in strikes near the village of Rayak in northeast Lebanon last night. One of the Hezbollah officials said that 3 of the dead were local commanders. American space agency NASA has announced that crewed lunar mission is expected to be launched on the 6th of next month. The decision follows the successful completion of a crucial wet dress rehearsal and the resolution of technical issues detected during earlier testing. The wet dress rehearsal, which involved loading super-chilled propellants into the rocket to simulate launch day conditions, was conducted successfully earlier this week. During an initial attempt, engineers had identified hydrogen leaks, prompting a postponement and a comprehensive technical review. Hungary's Foreign Minister Peter Szijjarto has said Hungary will block a planned 90 billion euro European Union loan to Ukraine until the flow of Russian oil through the Druzhba pipeline resumes. Russian oil shipments to Hungary and Slovakia have been interrupted since January 27 after Ukrainian officials said a Russian drone attack damaged the Druzhba pipeline, which carries Russian crude oil, Russian crude across Ukrainian territory and into Central Europe. In women's cricket, India defeated Australia by 17 runs in the third and final T20I of the 3-match series at Adelaide Oval Stadium in Australia today. With this victory, India clinched the series 2-1, chasing the target of 177 runs set by India. Australia could manage 159, losing 9 wickets. In the ICC T20 World Cup, the opening clash of Super 8 between Pakistan and New Zealand abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Both the teams will get 1 point each. India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India AI Impact Summit concludes with adoption of New Delhi Declaration, endorsed by 88 countries and international organizations. Calls for strengthening global cooperation and equitable sharing of AI benefits. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to boost cooperation in several sectors, including critical minerals, digital technology and health. Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon kill 8 members of the Hezbollah group. NASA expects to launch crewed lunar mission on the 6th of next month. And that's the end of the world news.